Okay, today's daf is Erevin Daf Ches. Erevin Daf Ches, we are right on top of Erevin Daf Ches Man Aleph. Let's remember what we were talking about. The Gemara has just been discussing the cases of Mavui Shenifrats Bimilu'o. The Gemara originally thought that there might be a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about a Mavui, that in the back of the Mavui, one has a large area, a type of lot, that on the other side of the lot then has a hole and goes to the street, so a mavi that's nifras, but miluo, so what's the halacha of that mavi? So we said on the bottom of Zion and Aleph, in the name of Rav Yosef, quoted in the name of Rav Yehuda, that it's fine, ain't sarach leklum, you just need a lechi on the part of the mavi that opens to the street, but on the part of the mavi that is connected to the lot, which then goes out to the street, you don't need anything. That's what Rav Yosef said. And then Abaya said to Rav Yosef, who'd you say this in the name of? In the name of which of your Rav Yehuda's Rebbeim? Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel? Rav Yehuda Mar Rav? It must be Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Because we have a similar case now on Zion and Abayis, where Rav Asered. Rav Asered. So the answer that Rav Yosef gave is, I'm not sure, but I know Rav said Asur, because it was a case of the Dura Derav Asa, where there was a Mavui. I'm sorry, there was a case that Rav Yehuda had that case, and he was Matir. And, what about Rav? So it must be he was going like Shmuel. So at the original point, the Gemara thought this was a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Does a lot, a semi-private lot, behind a Mavui, in between the Mavui and the street on the backside, so does that require any type of intervention, a lechi or a kara? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. But then the Gemara said on the bottom of Zion Mabez, no, maybe there is no machlokas here. The question is whether an Erev was done between the people, the Bnei HaChatzer, and the Bnei HaMavui, or the Bnei, the people who were part of the Rechava, and the people in the Mavui. If they made an Erev, then there's no problem. There's no problem, even though we brought up yesterday, we have the principle of parutz bimilu'o, litzad acher, l'rishus acher. So with an Erev, it would be okay because the people in the chatzer and the mavi are one big happy family, even though it's totally open on one side, looking at it from the mavi's point of view. Mashenkin, it's not going to work if they didn't make an Erev. So now the Gemara goes back to the original Havamina for a couple of minutes. Olamai desalaga daitin meikara. According to what the Gemara thought originally, bein she'irvu, bein shelo irvu pligi, that the machlokas, there was a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about whether in a case where they made an Erev or not, meaning there was no distinction. So be'irvu b'may pligi, b'shelo irvu b'may pligi. What was the machlokas at the time? Again, we're interested in the Havaminas. Even though the Maskana doesn't make a difference, we're interested in the Havaminas. This is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah Lishma is not only about the Maskanas, but it's about the Havaminas, what we thought, right? There's much Gemara of Shitas that we don't pass in like at all, right? It's still Talmud Torah, right? The Shitas about Beis Shammai, right? Where Soloveitchik once gave a mushal. He was asked by someone, he gave Shiurim for years on Maseches Brachas and Maseches Megillah. So he asked that we're only discussing Talmud Torah about Mitzvahs Derabanan, right? Most of Maseches Brachas, not all, but most of Maseches Brachas, a lot of Maseches Brachas is about Mitzvahs Derabanan, all Brachas. Kriya Shema is Daraisa, Tefillah might be Daraisa, but much of it is Derabanan, and Megillah is all Derabanan, Kriya HaTorah. So is this Bittul Torah Daraisa? So he says, of course not. And obviously, the obvious answer is, but you just have to formulate it. Even if one is learning about a mitzvah derabanan, where the chovas gavra is derabanan, but when it comes to the chefza shel Torah, that is a chefza shel Torah d'oraisa. Even a mitzvah derabanan could be the topic of Torah, that's a d'oraisa topic. It's recognized on a d'oraisa level. And it's the same thing about a shita that we know paskin like. Even if it's totally rejected, but it is a chefza shel Torah on a d'oraisa level. That's similar to what how the Reb Chaim explains why women make birchas haTorah. We mentioned this in the mitzvah shir a week or two ago. And that is the Shulchan Aruch paskins beferish that women say birchas haTorah. Why do they say Berachas HaTorah? So all different suggestions given. The Magen Avraham says, well, they're obligated in certain mitzvos. Right? And the Rama says in Yoredeya, they have a chiyuv to learn about all their mitzvos. Right? Shabbos, Kashrus, basically all the Halakha Shulchan Aruch applies to men and women equally. So they have to learn about that. That's what they have to say Berachas HaTorah. The Vilna Gaon on Shulchan Aruch there in Aruch Chaim says, I don't agree with that because that's not a mitzvah to learn per se. That's just a hechsher mitzvah to get ready to do the mitzvah. But they don't have the chiyuv mitzvah per se. Says the Gra, no, I'd rather suggest that they're not obligated. But it's similar to a Zman Grama type of bracha, that women can make a bracha on a mitzvah stage on grandma, even though the paturo, so to hear. The Gra obviously knows that suggestion is problematic, because the Shulchan Aruch himself, who he is explaining now, holds that women cannot make a bracha on his man grama. Only the Rama passes that way, like Baalei Tosfos. But the Vilna Gaon still suggests it. He obviously knows that. He obviously is giving a mashal. He's not saying exactly it's the same shita. But that's what he says. Women have some more flexibility. Says Reb Chaim, a third idea is quoted in the Griz al Rambam in Hilchas Brachos. No, a third idea, and that's connected to what we're talking about, Chefsa Shel Torah. Even if women are not obligated, Birchas HaTorah is an enactment, according to most. The Ramban says maybe it's a mitzvah daraisa, but it's at least a takana d'Rabban, and that whenever someone comes in contact with Chefsa Shel Torah, in a topic of Torah, as a recognition of that, one must say Birchas HaTorah. So any part of Torah is Chefsa Shel Torah, whether it's daraisa, whether it's mitzvah d'Rabbana, whether it's a das yachid, whatever it is, it's a Chefsa Shel Torah, and therefore one would require Birchas HaTorah, no matter who you are. That's Reb Chaim explaining why women say Birchas HaTorah. So do here. The Gemara says the Havamina. This is Kiyum of Talmud Torah. What was the Havamina when we thought Rav and Shmuel argued? What was the machlokas? What was the thinking of the machlokas between them? And you also might say that the svaras that are about to be given have halacha lamaisa ramifications in other contexts, which we'll see. So the Gemara says, bishalo irvu, in a case, again, the case is we have the mavui, which is open to the back to another semi-private area, a yard, a chatzar, which goes then into the street. So bishalo irvu, in a case where they didn't make an erev, what would be the machlokas? Meaning, why would someone say mutter? Why would Shmuel say mutter? The machlokas we're going to have, Baz Hashem, on tomorrow's daf tes amibes. We're going to have a machlokas if you're in a reshus, which has walls, but they're just not visible from the inside. The walls, if I'm standing outside the reshus looking in, then I can see the walls. Meaning the outside reshus is wider. But from inside the reshus, from the vantage point of the person standing inside, so then there are no walls. So nira mi bachutz, they are visible walls from the outside, v'shavim mi bifnim, but they're able to be seen from the in. They're equal, meaning they're not able to be seen, they're flush from the vantage point of the person standing inside. So are those good mechitzos? That's the machlokas between Shmuel and Rav. Rav would say no, Shmuel would say yes. That's the machlokas in a case of shalo irvu. Meaning there is a daya that as long as there are mechitzos, even though they can't be seen from within, there's still mechitzos there. And that's the, we'll see that day of Ezra on the next stuff as well, but that's the first suggestion machlokas there in the case of shalo irvu. Be'irvu kamif. What if they made an Erev? So now the pendulum swings. So why would there be Rav who says Aser? Why would Rav say Aser if the B'nai Mavui and the B'nai Chatzar and the B'nai Rechava made an Erev? So be'irvu kamif l'gi b'der Rav Yosef. They would argue about Rav Yosef. It's not that they heard from Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef lives much later than them. Right? We're talking about Rav and Shmuel. Right? A couple generations later. But the issue that Rav Yosef brings up, that's what they will be arguing about. Dom Rav Yosef, what did Rav Yosef say? Lo shanu elashe kala le'emsa rechava. Oh, we're having a limitation for our whole discussion that we've said. When do we say, Rav Yosef says, when do we say that it's mutter? Meaning, on the bottom of Zayin and Aleph, again, Rav Yosef quoted in the name of Yehuda, that if the mavui ends in the rechava, you don't need anything. That's only if it ends in the middle of the rechava. Meaning, and on both sides of the mavui, in the rechava are walls. Shekala la'emsa rechava. Or another way to say it is that the mavui does not share any common walls with the rechava heading out to the street. Once the mavui ends, you got to make a right or a left turn to get to the outer walls of the rechava. That's when we say it's mutter. Avokalo letzide rechava. But if the mavui shares a wall with the chatzer, shares a straight wall which heads straight out to the street behind the rechava, asur. So then, that would be asur. That's the din of Rav Yosef, that if it's on the side, it's not centered, it's on the mavui's entrance is on the side of the chatzer, and it goes straight out to the street. So that would be a problem. So the question is, do you think Rav Yosef is a problem? So Rav would think he's a problem, and Shmuel would think that he is not a problem, right? That's what Rav, the last couple of skinny lines in Rashi. For Rav Savar, afilo hachi, even though there was an Erev made here, kivan to ha'omid b'mavui, roe labez rashay rishus harabim. If I'm in the mavui, I can see the street straight both ways. And I don't think there's any hefsek, because the wall is shared. Ubaki rabim, me rishus harabim zu. Rishus harabim zu, people would go straight through from one street to the other street, derech mavui v'rechava, asur. That's why it would be it would be aser. Good. So that's the machlokes, the suggested machlokes that we thought when it was a machlokes. The maskana again, it's not. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, the chilik is irvu or lo irvu. But originally we thought the machlokes, bisha lo irvu, was about the issue of nirami bachutz v'shavami b'fnim, and the machlokes of bisha irvu was about Rav Yosef's din. What if it's on the side, and whether it's limited to where it was in the middle. Period. Amar Rabba. So now we have more limitations relating to the case that is under discussion. Amar Rabba, Hada Amri Le'em Sarachava Mutter, that which we said if it's in the middle, and it doesn't share any walls with a Chatzar, it's Mutter. Lo Amran, Ela Zeh Shelo Keneged Zeh. Even if it's in the middle, that's only if the breach in the back of the Rechava is not exactly parallel to the opening going from the Mavung to the Chatzar, meaning it doesn't go straight out. Rabba has a tremendous another limitation. But if the openings are exactly one to the other one, that's also Asur. The only heter is if there is a separation. If I'm walking straight from the Mavui into the Chatzar, I can't see the street in front of me. It's off to the side. Amr Mishar Shi Hada Amr Zeh Shalom Keneged Zeh Mutter, and another limitation. That which we said, well, what do we say so far? Up until yesterday's daf, we thought it's wonderful. You don't have to put anything on the edge of the Mavui where it meets the Rechava. So what have we said so far? Number one, you know, maybe it's a problem if the Mavui goes on the side of the Chatzar. Number one. Number two, if the openings are opposite each other, that's a problem, even if it's in the middle. Now number three, Amr Misharshi, Hada Amr Zesh Lo Kenegas and Mutter. When do we say it's Mutter if they're not parallel to each other? Lo Amrun Ella Rechava Darabim. This is only if the back Rechava belongs to the public, and therefore, you don't have to assume or worry about future changes in the structure of this Rechava. Ava Rechava Diyachid, but if the Rechava in the back is owned by a private person who might decide to do construction at any point, Zimnim de Mimlachale, maybe he'll change his mind, Ubani Labatim, and in the place where the opening is now, he'll build houses there, he'll have to move the doorway to the street, and he'll end up moving it exactly parallel to the opening of the Mavui. Fahavali Kamavi, Shakola, let's see the Rechava Vasser, and he'll end up moving it, and the Mavui's entrance might be on, end up being on the side. Either way, you have to worry about future, changes that might come up, and people, what's the problem? And people are gonna be used to acting in a certain way, and therefore you can't do something now that we'll have to worry about in the future. And there's a good chance because it's only owned by one person, right? Sometimes in halacha we take into account future realities that might come up. In Bava Basra, it's discussed about if somebody wants to change a certain path that people have in his backyard, and he wants to put it on the other side. Is he allowed to do that? Do we say kiva de huchsuku barabim? And there are two ways to understand these ideas of huchsuku barabim. A, on a fundamental level, meaning there's a cheskas rabim here, so to speak. Or do we say no, that if the rabim do something, if you make any changes, then we don't think that people are gonna change their behavior. So here we do it before any changes occur. We don't allow it if it's a rechava de yachid, because we're worried that eventually something might happen. Period. Umina timra deshan ilan bein rechava derabim lerechava deyachid. And where do we ever see a parallel where there's a difference between a rechava of a rabim and a yachid, where there's a difference between who owns something and we're worried about the future? Where do we ever see that? Says the Gemara as follows: Damar avin barav ada amar Rabbi Yitzchak ma'isa b'mavu yechad shetzidu echad kalala yam v'tzidu echad kalala ashpa. There was a mavu that was surrounded on one side. What were the walls? What were the walls of the Mavui? On one side was a big garbage dump, at least 10 tefachim high. That was one wall. And on the other side, the opposite side from the garbage dump, was water. It was a big, deep sea. And there was a drop-off at the edge of 10 tefachim. It wasn't a shallow going in and slowly, slowly got deeper and deeper. It was a drop-off. Or at least it was a drop-off that within a certain amount of, or we'll get to exactly what the measurements are, a very short amount of distance, it already went down 10 tefachim. Either way, so on one side there was an ashpa, and the other side there was a yam. So that's the case here. That was the mavui. Again, and Rebbe didn't say a word. He didn't paskin. Why? He wasn't sure pashtus. Isser lo armor, but he didn't say it's usher to carry in there to kami mechitzos. He didn't say it's usher because look, the lomaisa, there are walls. We paskin walls are allowed to be even under, and then they shoot up as long as you have 10 tefachim underneath. Good. And Hefter lo amar ba. By the way, Rashi, I forgot to mention, Rashi says that with the part that's facing the street, you put a lechi rekorah there. So you want to know, is this good? So he didn't say yes, because there are walls here, so it should be mutter. Hefter lo amar ba, but he also didn't say it's mutter because he was worried. Chayshina shemetinat alashba. Maybe the garbage dump will be removed and the tefachim won't be there anymore. It's not something in the ground. It's not a wall. We assume we don't have to worry about walls. But this is a garbage dump, which sometimes is mifuneh v'yaleh hayam sirton. Or we're worried that the yam will develop muck and dirt that will wash up against the mavui, and therefore there won't be the ledge. The drop-off won't be there anymore. And we're worried about it in the future. That's why he didn't paskin. He pleaded the fifth. He didn't say mutter or usser. Says the Gemara, really? Are we ever worried about ashpas being removed? But we learned later on in the Mishnah, ashpa b'rishus harabim gavoa yutfachim. If you have a big garbage dump in rishus harabim, that is 10 tfachim high, meaning it's its own rishus hayachid. Chalon sha'al gaba, and somebody lives upstairs above the garbage dump, and if from their window, rishus hayachid, they can throw things, zarchan l'bishabas. They're allowed to throw things from rishus hayachid to rishus hayachid. Alma, so how could you say we are, in Rebbe's case, we were worried about the ashpa's removal eventually, and here we're not. What's the difference? Alma, it must be, shani ben ashpa the rabbin, l'ashpa the yachid, it must be, by an ashpa the yachid, we're worried about removal, because the person might decide to build something there. But here, in the case of the ashpa that's high and throwing something on it, it must be talking about a case of an ashpa de rabim, and that's why we're not worried. So hachanami, so to hear, shani bein rechava de rabim, rechava de yachid. So to hear, we will say there's a difference. V'rabbanan mai, by the way, what do the rabbanan hold in this case? Are they worried about the removal of the ashpa? Right, Rebbe lo yisav lo heter. What do the rabbanan say? Amar rav yosei bar avdimi, tana v'chachamim osrim. It's usher. Amar Rav Nachman halacha k'divrei chachamim, and Rav Nachman says we hold like that. Or ikadamri Amar Rav Yosi bar Avdimi tana v'chachamim matirin. Amar Rav Nachman ein halacha k'divrei chachamim. Either way, Rav Nachman paskins usher. In this case, we are worried about sirton. One more line. Mereimar pasuk la l'sura b'uzlei. Mereimar in sura there was this type of situation, and he demanded that at the edge of the mavus where he met the yam they put up nets. Amar chayshinu shem yalayam sirton. He paskin l'chumra here. They have to be worried that sirton might come up. Period. So what do we paskin? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch has different opinions about this. Shin, Sama, Gimel, Sif, Chav, Tes. Two dayas. The Shulchan Aruch has mavui. Shetzido echad kolol ayam. Vetzido echad kolol ashpa shel rabim. And again, kolol ayam, meaning it was very steep. It was very steep. Amokas are atfachim bisfaso. The Rashi says, Mishnah Berurah says, so ain't a tzara chlom, you don't have to do anything. Sha'ashpa sharabim ain't a asuya lehis panos. Ve'choshjin shemiyala leam sirton. Even if it's ashpa of a rabim, it's not usually mispane, and therefore you don't have to worry about sirton. So Dan Abuan of the Shulchan Aruch paskins lakula, and the Ramah paskins lachumra. Ve'yesh cholkin v'sovrim, da chayshina shemiyala hayam sirton, ve'in kamachitza. So, first we have a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, what we paskin. In this case, whether you're choshesh for sirton or removal of the ashpa or not. The Mishnah Berurah quotes three other issues that the Achronim bring up. Two are machlokos. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the machlokas Achronim, whether if ships go up to the Mavui, does that ruin it? Does that ruin this idea, this rishus? The coast of Magen Avram. Tahacha mari b'makom she'ein hasvinos ovrim shom l'namil. Only where boats don't wander. De'ilav hachi asi rabim v'adli mechista. Because if there are boats here, so then you have to be worried. The rabim are going to come. It's ruined. It's a principle later on. The rabim come and be mevatel mechitza. Avol kama achronim pligi el zeh. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes other achronim. The Knesset Yecheskel chemed Moshe. Pligi alzev, esfirilu dafiluk shasfinos over sham, lonis batal idesa shei mechitza misfas hayam. Right, we're not ruined the shei mechitza there by boats. Issue one. Issue two, the Mishnah Berurah brings up. What if there is a bridge at the end of the Mavui? You're using the yam as a wall, but then there's a bridge to go to the other side of the water. So does that ruin it? Achein, kisharosh echa min amavui kalel lenahar, v'yesh gesher alav, shemahalchin bo rabim le'ever asheni. People go to the other side. Mashma mikam achronim, da'ide gesher mizbatel mechitza, v'sorach lasos tzuras ha-pesach, mama magesh, you gotta put a tzuras ha-pesach there in the opening of the gesher. Point number two, the Sharatzian here says, machlokas achronim again, whether if the gesher ruins it, is that only if it's a gesher more than 10 amos, or else it's just a pesach? Or do you say, no, this somehow is worse than a regular Pesach? He quotes that from the Noda B'Yehuda, that even a Gesher that's only four Tfachim wide might need a Tikkun. That is a second issue that is brought up. And then the third issue that's brought up, that I mentioned already, how does the steep and the fall off go? The kol zedavka kishesfas hayam o anar haya amok asar tvachim, only if the yam is 10 tvachim deep. Avalim sfas hayam bahana'ar mishupa vaholech, which of most waters goes down, it goes down in a slant. Im kishaholi chashipua arba amos adayin ena gavo asar tvachim ena mechitza, it depends how steep it is. If within 4 amos it's already 10 tvachim deep, that's fine. But if not, so then that's too flat, and it wouldn't be allowed. So that's the three issues that are brought up by the Mishnah Berurah. On this Shulchan Aruch, though, there is a fascinating discussion starting with the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Taz wonders what happens if you have water that freezes over in the winter. That's the Taz right here. The Taz says, I think it's a problem. I think it's a problem. What does he compare it to? He compares it to a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says on Daf Kuf that we had a couple of months ago. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, talks about, let's say you have a bore that is in Rishus HaRabim, that's 10 deep and 4 wide. So wonderful, this is supposed to be a Rishus HaYachid. You have a bore that's 10 deep. If the bore is filled with water, that's still called a Rishus HaYachid. Hazorik Latoch HaChayif. But if it's filled with fruit, and you threw into it, my time, putter. Why? My time up. Mayim lo mevatli mechitzta. Peros mevatli mechitzta. Fruit in there is mevatel the mechitzta. It's not considered 10 tefachim deep anymore. While the water is not mevatli mechitzta. Water doesn't ruin it. So that is the chilek that the Gemara, makes. The Magen Mishnah discusses maybe the chilek is whether you could see the bottom. By water you could see the bottom, the Magen Mishnah says, in Perek Yudalin, in Hilcha Shabbos. Mashiach in here, Nafkamina Ibi, what if it's glass? What if it's glass, they can see the bottom, but it's not like water. But based on that, Gemara says the Taz, if fruit ruin it, I think ice would ruin Mechitza as well. Shma Mina says the Taz, Demikoach HaMayim, even though mayim lo nisbatel mechitza, mikol makom kivan shederach hamayim kan lehis karesh ula haglid be'es hakarirus. This section in the Taz is actually quoting a tshuva that he wrote to a certain community, Steinitz. Not sure where that is. Kalkol Steinitz. So he says because they want to use the yam as one of the mechitzos, but because it freezes over be'es hakarirus hakasha in the cold frozen winters, hare ba'osam pa'amim ein ka mechitzos lagamrei upshita de mevatel mechitza tfei mi peirus shezacharnu. It's even worse than fruit. It only applies by water, like lakes that might freeze over. If you have a river that goes through that never freezes over, obviously nothing to worry about. But that is the Taz. The Magen Avraham also has it in one line. Da, the imnikrushin b'yemos hakshamim, but la mechitza v'asal ataltel. It's batel. So the Taz and the Magen Avraham both say, using water as a mechitza, it only applies if it doesn't freeze over. If it freezes over, it is a problem. Derech agav, some poskim use this in regarding certain types of Erevs. In the literature about the Paris Erev, they talk about it being an island. Some folks can bring this in for the Manhattan Erev, that by the southern Manhattan, it might have a certain drop-off. At least some of it could be a drop-off that is good enough by the BQE in southern Manhattan. So again, the post can use this discussion. So it's very lamaisa. The Shvus Yaakov, so the question is, what if it freezes over? So the Taz of the Magen Avraham say it's a problem. The Shvus Yaakov in Chela Gimel, Simen Chafches, says, no way. Why should it be a problem? He talks about he got a shayla about a certain city, and he says, Umiyomi Vasta, there was a certain case of an Erev that everybody used it for years and years, and then a certain Rav came in and wanted to figure out what was going on, because everybody uses the Erev, and the previous Rabbanim didn't say anything, but he didn't see that it was a Rishus HaRabim Dirabanan. He wasn't sure about it. He quotes he said the Chacham Svi is making about it, but the question is, What happens? This was the water that they were using as a mechitza when it got frozen in the winter. Because the ear Hague, the Rotterdam, Shneim, Shavin, Binyan, Amayim, Lahem, Choma, Vinachtelim, and Hagam, Gabachim, and Shmuel. He talks about what happens if Steimitz, right? That's the same city that the Taz was talking about. Shaaslam tilta v'chol shabsas hashana af shalobashas kariris v'isruch lehem kapar v'slicha amasha over v'tiltalu gam among Avram. Right, that the ice. So what do you say about this? So the questioner asks the Shvus Yaakov, what should I do? What should I do? Says the Shvus Yaakov, don't worry about it. Ivra la'achar ha'iyin me'ikra d'dina pircha hi. It's a problem on them. Minale la'hataz v'amagin Avram l'chadish din zeh. Where do they get this from? Da'i de'krishas ha'mayim nizbatlu mechitzos ma'shalo nizkar b'shas u'poskim rishonim klal. Nobody mentions this before the Nosekelim on Shulchan Aruch. They're the first ones that came up with this. There was water that froze before them. The other Rabba, Mashmos Shas Erevin Davches, B'maisa Demavu Yechud, Shetzi Yechud Ola Yam, Chashin Hashem Yala Amayim Sirton, V'lo Huzker Klach Shash Dekrishas Amayim. Doesn't say anything about frozen. Oh, you're telling me, oh, because in Bavel, the waters didn't freeze. Okay, but they know the concept. They should know the concept of water freezing over, so they're just worried about Shema Yala Sirton. They're not worried about Shema, the water is going to be freeze over. Gam b'shem posik rishon lo huzkar chashash zeh. Nobody quotes this. D'miyom shenit, and then he says, important words. D'miyom shenista mashas. Ein lanu l'chadi shum din. L'hokel l'hachmer k'negen mashmo asashas. Right, we, since the shas has been closed, we cannot be mechadish any new din. Lahakelu lahachmir against the Gemara. The ikar time of the mistaver near Ali the Misham Hachi. So first of all, it's nowhere. So it's proof by omission. And number two, he says, Misvara, why should it make a difference? Just like it became ice, it's going to become water afterwards. Why should you stop time and look at it in the winter? Mishamachi lo chashul kriyas amayim. Keep it just so fun. Li mach me'atzma ma'ide choma shemesh. Vavidavar shein miskayim lo chashiv klal avata mechitzta. I don't think it's a problem. And then he says he brings a raya from a Mishnah in Ahalos that talks about whether sheleg or ice make an ohel. And the poskim say no, because it's not miskayim. It's going to be nimoach me'atzman. So you see, it's not a separate entity. And therefore he says again at the end, mikamakam kibin din kriisha lahuska b'shas v'shum posik rishon ein lono levados lahachmir v'lesser atilta v'makam shenogin heter ayin alpi gdol makan mona d'yichshaz lazal arishonim uberprapes manazed z'leka v'shaz ram daraisa v'yichad d'rago heter nahug. If the people are knowing Yisr, so don't be Mekel, because it's Dvarim HaMutar and Bachir Nagobu Yisr. But Mekra Din, it is Mutar. The Aruch HaShulchan says maybe you can have a Pshara, maybe you could say that in the winter you shouldn't use it, but in the summer, that's a very difficult idea, to say only certain weeks of the year you can use it. Ah, is the lake frozen today? Ah, it's not a Mechitza, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Amdaraisa, so we can use it. It's difficult, but either way, this is an important discussion in the postgame on this case does frozen water, is that mevatel mechitzta, right? You got to do the Gemara in Erev and Daf Ches and Shabbos Daf Kuf and then put them together to get the suggestions of the postgame. Okay, we continue. Hahu mavui, right in the middle. Hahu mavui akum dahavi besurya. So we have the case of mavui akum again, right? The L. Two mavuis, one goes into the other on opposite outer sides, is facing the street, and it is bent in the middle. What happened? What they do? Kara budya. They took a mat, a reed mat. They rolled it up into like a cylinder, and osivu bei bak mumise, and they put it into the corner of the bend, and they wanted to use that as a lechi. Amar Rav Chisda, halo karav halo kishmuel. I don't understand what they were doing. It doesn't feel like either opinion. L'rav da amar Torah so kimefulash. According to Rav, who said on 2 days ago's daf, Rav who said on daf vavam and aleph that a mavui akum is considered mefulash. And what do you need in the bend? Alechi's not enough. Surah Sapesach boy. L'shmuel da amar Torah so kisasum. And according to Shmuel, it says Torah so kisasum. Hani mili lechi ma'alya. So, even according to Shmuel, all you need in the bend is a lechi. Aval hai, but this is even less than that. Kivan, denasha, bezika, since the wind comes, vishadilei, and throws it down, lo klumhu, it's not strong. Vinas beisichsa, v'chibre, if you stuck a peg in it, and it's sturdy, chibre, then it's fine. But otherwise, Shmuel wouldn't allow it. Ask the Chidushei Haran right here, didn't we learn Rashi 2 days ago? Rashi said that according to Shmuel, at the bend, you don't need anything. So what are we talking about? That you need a lechi at the bend. You don't need anything. That's what Rashi said Beferish, explaining Shmuel and Daf Vav ben Aleph. Says the Chidushi Aran, it must be that Rashi had a different girsa in our Gemara. He quotes, you don't even need this. What does our Gemara say? Osivu be ba'akmumise. It must be Rashi had osivu be besivase. They put this lechi on the end, right next to the street. And then the question is then, what do you mean? Even Shmuel says you need something at the bend. So that is how Rashi must be. Right, so this Gemara isn't Beferish against Rashi. It must be he had a different girsa. Period. We continue. Gufa, Amar of Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Rav, Mavui. Oh, just one Ha'ara. I forgot to mention, I mentioned the Tosfos Yontif. We were talking about bas kols yesterday, that the Tosfos Yontif in Yevamos talks about why it's a bas kol and not a ben kol. The Tosfos Yontif is really step two. Step one is Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Tosfos Sanhedrin, and Daf Yud Aleph says that a bas kol, why is it a bas or a ben? Either way, why is it a product, an offspring of a kol? So Tosfos there in Sanhedrin says, Yesh omrim, shalohayu shomen kol ayotze min hashamayim, ela mitoch oso kol yotze kol acher. It's a secondary kol. Kemo pa'amim sh'adam, it's like an echo of a kol. Pa'amim sh'adam make b'koach, v'shomea kol acher, hayotze mimenu lumei rachok. Sometimes you make one sound and you hear some other sound. That's the echo. V'oso kol ayu shomen, l'kach hayu koren baskol. That's why it's called baskol, because it's a step removed from nevuah. It's not a direct message. That's why it's called that's why it's a baskol. That's what Tosfos says. And the Gilyon HaShas, right here in Sanhedrin, Yud Aleph, quotes that Tosfos Yontif in Yevamos, in the 16th parak, who discusses, so why is it a baskol, not a ben kol? Right? It's even more so. Even less. Right? So that's just Tosfos and Tosfos Yontif in Yevamos. Sorry for that. I forgot I wanted to start with that. Okay, let's get back to our case. So, Gufa, several lines up from the bottom. Amar Bimri Bar Abba, Amar Rav. Mavui shenifretz b'miluo. L'chatzer, this is the case that we had yesterday. So you have a mavui that has a chatzer in back of it, and then that chatzer has an entrance to the exit to the street. So a mavui that's totally nifretz, that the back of it goes straight into the chatzer. V'nifretza chatzer kinegdo, and there's a hole on the opposite side. Chatzer muter to mavui aser, as we said yesterday. The chatzer is muter, why? Because the chatzer is surrounded by four walls. It has openings, but that's as long as they're not 10 amos wide, it's okay. Umavui asur. But the mavui is asur, because it's nifratz bimilua to that back rishus. When you're standing in the mavui, you don't see the walls. Even though you might say, oh, it has walls, if you'd be looking in, but looking out, it has no walls. So amale rabba bar ula rav bibi bar abaya. Rabbi, lo mishnah seinu izu? That din of Rav is Beferish a Mishnah. We know everything about Rav's din from a Mishnah already later on. Which Mishnah? Chatzer Katana. We have this Mishnah. Chatzer Katana Shenifras Olegdola. What if you have a big yard, a big chatzer right next to a small chatzer, and the wall falls down? Again, you have a small chatzer that's going into a big chatzer, and the wall between them falls down. So now it's similar that the chatzer ketana is similar to the mavui, in that if you look from the chatzer ketana into the chatzer gdola, their chatzer ketana has no walls on that side going in. Even though from the chatzer gdola's point of view, looking into the chatzer ketana, it does have walls on that side. So again, from the smaller chatzer's vantage point, it's flush. There are no walls on that side. So again, that's the halacha. Chatzer ketana shenifras l'gdola, gdola muteres v'ketana asura. As we just imagined, the gdola is muter because it has four walls. V'ketana asura because it's totally nifrats l'makom acher. Mibreishi kipischa shel gdola. So you see, it's a mishnah. So what's the chiddush of Rav? So amar lei imei hasam, if I only had the Mishnah hava amina, when would I have said that it is mutter in the big chatzer? Hani mili hecha de lo kadarsi barabim. That's only if you. It's a regular case of two chatzers, and that's not a major thoroughfare walking through. You don't get from one side to the street to the other side of the street. I mean, you don't have a hole on the other side of the big chatzer. But in our case, where you have the mavui that's open to the street on one side, and on the other side it's the chatzer, which is then open to the street. So ema filu chatzer nami. You would say maybe in that type of case, you don't have the heter. The chatzer and the chatzer gdola don't have the heter, because it's baki barabim. This is a major thoroughfare. People would want to go from one street to the other street through this area. That's the chiddush of Rav. That's why, even in the case we have a hole on the other side, to the, you have an opening to the street, it's still mutter in the chatzer. So the Gemara says, Vanamitanina, we also learned that. We also learned that later on, and see on the sides of Tosefta in Taros. Chatzer Shaharabim Nichnasin Labazu, Vyotzin Labazu. If you have a chatzer which Rabim use, going in one side and out the other side, Rushas Harabim Lituma, Rushas Hayachid Lashabis. Regarding Hilchas Tuma, as we know, Safik, the rules are. We know in every area of halacha, there are rules of what to do in a case of safek. In a case of dinei mamonis, the rule is hamotza mechavero alav araya. In a case of isurim, safek daraisa lachomra, safek darabanan lakula. Right? There's always issues of what to do. In cases of tumah v'tahara, based on limudim from the topic of sota, we know the rule is safek tumah b'rishus harabim tahor, safek tumah b'rishus hayachid tameh. So, says the Gemara right here, that the chatzer, that you have people walking in and out from, on opposite, they go straight through, that's a Rosh Hashanah Rabin Latuma, because there are a lot of people there, so it's not Dumya to Sota, so it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabin, so a Suffolk in that area in Tuma would be Tahor, versus a Yachad Shabbos, but it's still considered, if it meets the dimensions of a chatzer, it's good enough for Shabbos. Because Shabbos, you look by the physical, is it, as we've said a couple days ago, is it a heck of makom? It's a heck of makom that's good enough for Shabbos. It's heck of makom, even if the per se, the mechitza element is a little undermined. So you see here too, that even if you have an opening on the opposite side, it's still mutter. So again, we're back to the question, what's the chiddush of Rav? Don't we know it from the earlier sources? So again, the Gemara says, Imi hasam, if I only had the Tanaitic sources, hava amina harimili zesh lo keneged zeh, I would have thought only if they're not exactly opposite each other. Aval zeh keneged zeh, if they're opposite each other, emalo, I would have thought there it's usher, because the openings are opposite each other, kamash malan it's mutter. That's the chiddush of Rav. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Ula Rabba, da amar zeh keneged zeh. Also, we just said it on an aleph, that not everybody agrees to that. According to Rabba, Rav would agree that zeh keneged zeh is aser. So then we're back to the question. Ha de Rav b'may mukila? B'zeh shelo keneged zeh. What? So according to Rabba, that the only heter is a case of zeh shelo keneged zeh, that it's exactly what the earlier sources told us, atarti lamali. So what do you need both Rav and the Tanaitic source? So again, the Gemara finally answers, Ime hasam, hava amina hanimili lizro. If you would have only had all the Mishnayis and the Toseftas, I would have thought it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid only regarding throwing into the area your chayef. Avalataltel emalo, but can you be metaltel the Ramas there? Maybe the Rabbanu we'd be gozer there because it's similar, pretty dumya to a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Kamashwan, it's mutter. Kamashwan, Rab says no, even if it's zeh. Maybe, even according to the opinion that requires zeh shelo keneged zeh, once you have that, it is a reshus hayachid for Shabbos for all intents and purposes, in terms of throwing into it, and in terms of carrying within it. Period. Stop there for a minute. It is interesting that the Gemara's last formulation of the question is, but if you Rav, right, the second and third line, according to Rav, if he's saying shelo keneged zeh, tarti lamali, what do you need two for? What's the two? The two is the Tanaitic source, and Rav. The Gemara sees to be, the Gemara usually doesn't say tarti lamali or tzricha. You need both, except for equal sources. What do you need two for? We know it already. The Gemara doesn't usually use that lashon of tarti lamali. So it sounds like the implicit, could be, that the implicit mentality of this line of the Gemara is that Rav is a Tana. And Rav is on the level of Tana. Therefore, it's asking, you know, what do you need two sources for? Tarti lamali. Right, instead of asking akasha on Rav, that's what it should be. We already know it. What's Rav's Chiddush? But Tarti Lomeli sounds like, what do you need both for? And the Gemara is darshaning. This is what? The Tanoim? And this is Rav. But as the Gemara says, they'll say Rav Tana Upalad. There was a discussion which we've had before, but it's always interesting to remind ourselves of Rabbal Chanan, at the end of Baba Basra, and Kovet Shiurim, in Tafrei Shlam, and Gimel, he said he asked Rav Chaim. He asked Rav Chaim, his Rebbe, the following question. Rabbal Chanan learned by the Chafetz Chaim, and by Rav Chaim Brisker. So there, He asks that, well, no, the Gemara says in a number of places, Rav Tanu Upalig, Tosfos and Ksupas on Dav Ches assumes that Rabbi Yochanan argues on that principle, that Rav can't argue on a Mishnah or a Braisa or a Tosefta. So Rabbi Chaim asked, so therefore if we paskin, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of that, whenever there's a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So maybe Rav shouldn't be able. We shouldn't say Rav Tanu Upala because Rabbi Yochanan argues on that principle. And Rav and Rabbi Yochanan love Rabbi Yochanan. So says Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Reb Chaim. He said, I asked Reb Chaim this question, and he said, Veheshiv de Be'emes, the radical words. Be'emes, Gam Amora, Yesh Bekocho Lachlok Altana. Fundamentally, an Amora also could argue on a Tana. So why at every page in Shas we have questions? How could the Amora say this? It says it in the Mishnah, it says it in the Brisa, there's a Tiyufta, there's a Kasha. So why is it? Every daf in Shas is like that. Humishum da Amora eino cholik altana. He wouldn't. Not that he couldn't. He wouldn't. V'ilu yada divrei atana lohaya cholik alav. He wouldn't argue on him. Aval b'makam shecholik lehedya, but in a place where he does, he chooses to argue, after liyaz alacha kamoso, he can. And therefore, the halacha could be like him. And there he said, "Venira de muchaked." And he says, "You see this from many places." Now, Rabbi Chanan is adding to Rabbi Chaim, "Why sometimes Amoraim say, ah, zu'ena mishnah? What gives him the right to say, oh, this is not an authoritative? What do you mean not authoritative? You're an Amora. You can't just say that." The answer is, I can't say that. And therefore, it says, whenever the whole assumption, this you have to know this Rabbi Chaim to understand every daf and shas, right? Really, they wouldn't. But they could if they wanted to. So this is very radical. Is there anyone who says like him? It could be a Kesev Mishnah. The Chazon Ish does not think it's a Kesev Mishnah, but it could be a Kesev Mishnah. The Kesev Mishnah in Hilchos Mamrim, in the beginning of the second parak. The Raman there discusses that Me'ikar Adin, a Bezdin, is allowed to argue on the decisions of a previous Bezdin. Bezdin Nagadol, Shadarshu Ba'achas Ben Amidos, Kefima Shenira Be'inehem, Shadin Kach Vadonu Din, a Bezdin Nagadol, that Darshin using one of the Yigim Amidos, and they decided something, Va'amar Acharein Bezdin Acher, Venira Lotam Acher Listar, and a later Bezdin got up and says, I think otherwise, so Listar Oso Adin, or he's a Soser. The later Bezdin, as long as they're just as great as the Rambam discusses based on the Mishnayis, Harezet Soser v'don kifimah sheyira be'enav, shenemar ela shofeta sheyia b'yema mahem. Right, compare what they say, ena talochai lelecha zelachar bezin shebedarecha. That's it, says the Kesem Mishnah then. If a later bezin could argue on an earlier bezin, so why do we have throughout Shas that Amoram can argue on the Tanoim? Im tamar, im kena, mai lo pligi. Amorai atanoi, deha b'chol duchta, makshina la mora mi masnisin, o mi braisa, v'tzarech lomar, no da'amri ki aitana. Oh, I hold like this tana. V'im lo yomar kein makashale. But if you don't give an answer, we reject him. But according to the Rambam, Kvidir Rabbeinu, Harishus Natuna Lahem, Lachlog al Divrei Tanoim, what's the problem? So V'efshar Lomar, here's the magical words of the Kesef Mishnah, which major Achronim argue what it means. V'efshar Lomar, Shemiyom Chasimas HaMishnah, Kimu V'Kiblu, Shedoros HaAchronim Lo Yachloku Al Rishonim. There was a Kabbalah that the later Doris will not argue on the Rishonim. V'chein asu, so that's why Amoraim, it was a Kabbalah of the Amoraim not to argue on the Tanoim. V'chein asu gam b'chasimas ha-Talmud, shemiyom shenechtam lo niten rishus l'shum adam lachlok alav. The same thing with the Gemara. And that's why the Rama writes in Choshe Mishmet Simen Chafhei, that you can't argue on the Gemara. You want to argue on a Rishon? Achron wants to argue on a Rishon? Okay. But you can't argue on the Gemara. And the Vilna Gaon there in Choshe Mishpah quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Ravina v'Ravashi Sofa Ra'ah. That's it, you can't argue. But that's because of a Kabbalah. Theoretically, could they, if they really wanted to? Rav Chaim would say yes. The Chazon Ish understands this Kesef Mishnah and says no. The Kesef Mishnah is saying they accepted because they knew they wouldn't be mechaving to the MS like the earlier Doros. So that's why they accepted not to. And basically, they don't. And that the wouldn't translates into they can't. That's how the Chazon Ish says, and that's how other Achronim say. But Reb Chaim says has his daya, and he would say he doesn't quote the Kesef Mishnah there in Reb Elchanan, but that's what he would say. Okay, so that's a discussion here. That's all about just why the Gemara uses the word tarti on the third line to deal with a discussion of the Tanoim and Rav. Okay, next. Itmar, fifth line. Mavui ha'asui kenadal. A mavui that is made like a nadal. Nadal is a centipede. A centipede. Rashi says a marbe raglayim. What does that mean? Various opinions in the Rishonim. We're going to go with Rashi. Rashi says that you have one main mavui and you have a couple of other mavuis that intersect. One main mavui that heads out to the street and you have a couple of other mavuis that form like legs, like a centipede, and those mavuis also go to the street. So how do you make this carryable on Shabbos. Amar Abaya, Oset Tzuras HaPesach L'Gadol. You put a Tzuras HaPesach at the, you have to put a Tzuras HaPesach on the main entrance to the main Mavli. V'hanach Kulu Mishru B'Lechi V'Kora. And all the other ones, just put a Lechi and a Kora where they meet the street. Where they meet the street. Meaning nothing at the point of bending. Amar Le Rava, come on, Kishmuel. Who is this like? Like Shmuel, to Amar Tarasu Kisasum? He says Kisasum, Lamalei Tzuras, so right, and this is, sounds like Rashi, that we had earlier, that there's the nothing is needed at the point of bending. So Lamalei Tzuras HaPesach. So what do you even then need a Tzuras HaPesach? Shmuel just says he put lechis at both sides of the street. And if it's Shmuel, you shouldn't need that at all. The ode, and also, Hadahahu Mavli Akim Dahavi Ben Arda, but remember earlier we had the bent Mavli Ben Arda, which we started off yesterday's daf, with Fachashu Lalu Darav. And they were worried for Rav. They were machmir in Naharda. So El Amar Rava Oset Tzuras HaPesach LeKulhu LaHaygisa. Rava says no. You have to put a Tzuras HaPesach at all the points of bending of the ikum, all the places where the side mavuis meet the main mavui. You need a Tzuras HaPesach. VeIdach Gisa Mishru B'Lecha V'Kara. And once you put the Tzuras HaPesachs there, then where they meet the street, you need to put a lechi. Meaning Lashitas Rav. We thought it was like Shmuel, but then we ended up like Sitas Rav. Amar Rav Kahana Bar Tachlifa, Mishmei de Rav Kahana Bar Minyome, Mishmei de Rav Kahana Bar Malkio, Mishmei de Rav Kahana Rabbe de Rav. A lot of Kahanas. V'yamrei La, Rav Kahana Bar Malkio, Dehainu Rav Kahana Rabbe de Rav. Some say it's the same person. Mavui, another case. Shetzido Echad Arach, Metzido Echad Katzer. What if you have a Mavui that has one wall of the Mavui is longer than the other? So how are you masaking this? You can't put a korah straight because there's no wall on the other side. One wall is longer than the other side. So, it depends. Pachos me'arba amos, if the longer wall is longer by less than 4 amos compared to the shorter wall, so then maniach has a korah ba'aluchsin. They can just put a korah diagonally. It's good enough diagonally, and then up until the diagonal, one can use it in that mavui. Arba amos, eno minich as a korah elakaneged a katzar. But if it's already 4 amos, if the longer one is at least 4 amos longer than the shorter one, so you just got to put it straight. Straight, you put it where the shorter one ends, then go across to the long one at that point, and the outside area next to the long wall, cannot be used. And Rava Amar no, echazeh echazeh eno minich as a korah elakaneged a katzar. Rava says it always has to be straight. You can't put a diagonal. Even before we continue, if you put the diagonal, according to the first opinion, Pashtus is you can carry anywhere within the diagonal, even next to the long wall. And Tosfos in the second half of Meniach is bothered, but that area only has 2 walls. So how are you able to carry there? Tosfos says 2 deos. Tosfos says V'yesh lomar, either this opinion holds korah mishum machitza, as we'll see soon. So it's as if there's an imaginary wall there. It's as if it's a triangle area with a wall there. So it's okay. Or the second day is that it's still only in the world of Durabana. It's surrounded by 3 walls. But the question is, what are the Rabbana on Machmir? So here, since Lo Baki Barabin, the Rabbana weren't Goser, and it's good enough. Okay, back to the Gemara. So we have a Machlokas between all the Kahanas and Rava, whether you could put this diagonal if it's less than 4 amos longer. And Rava says, let me explain the reasons. What's my reason that you have to go straight and not diagonal? Kora, time of my Mishim Hecker, right? The Kora is because of a Hecker, to be a recognition. Uba Luchsin lo have a Hecker. Diagonal doesn't catch people's attention as much. Why? Because people are going to see others in the diagonal off area, and they're going to get confused with that in the street. So it's not going to be a hecker. What's their reason? Sometimes you have a diagonal wall, so therefore, that's what they hold. Since there are a lot of kahanim, right, that are involved in this, aim of Amilsa. Let me say something. Let's read it, and then we'll come back to Rav Kahana. Let me say something. That which we say you can put it diagonally, that's only if the chluchsin is itself is not more than 10 amos. Avol yesh balochsono yoser miyaser amos divrei akol ein miniach lekaneged akatzer. Even if the longer wall is less than 4 amos longer, right? It depends how wide the mavui is. So says Rav Kahana, if it's going to be more than a 10 ama korah, that's what the first Mishnah said. It's no good. The Rush here says that you're allowed to put a luchson within a mavui. Let's say it's not at the edge. So you won't use some of the edge of the Mavui, but you want to put it back. Look, so that's mutter. And that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. And there's a machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Shin Samach Gimel, whether a diagonal koro within a mavui is allowed to be more than 10 amos. He's machmir in the Mishnah Berurah, and then in the Sharetzi, and he quotes that there is, I forgot which as well, one of them, he quotes one of the Mishnah Berurah, one of the Sharetzi, in terms of whether within the mavui, one could put a lochsun, that's for sure, okay? The question is, could that be even more than 10 amos? Good. So, Yibayluhu, ma'alush tamishtach is a korah. Could we use under the korah that is a put? Can we use it under the korah? That is the question, and Rashi says on the third white line, this is a general question. Akol mavos koi. We're not talking about the diagonal anymore. Well, I just want to finish this, and then we'll come back to Rav Kahana. Rav, v'rebi chiyah, v'rebi yachon amru, mutu l'shamish tachas akara. Yes. Shmuel, v'rebi shimim ben reba, rebi, v'rebi shimim ben lakash amru, also l'shamish tachas akara. You can't. Lema balkam miflagi, what's the machlokas about? The marsov, akor mishim hecker. One holds kor mishim hecker, and therefore you could use under it. Umarsov, akor mishim mechitza. And the other person says, Kor Misha Mechitza, and it's the inner side of the Korah that shoots down, and therefore you cannot use under it. So is that the Machlokas? So, lo, the Kuliyama Kor Misha Hecker. Maybe everybody agrees, Kor Misha Hecker, Vahacha Baka Miflagi. The Marsav Rakir Milago, Marsav Rakir Milavar. Is the Hecker from the outside, is the Hecker from the inside? That's the Machlokas. Who is it a Hecker for? To the Bnei Rishus Arabim, or to the Bnei Mavui. V'ibay Yisema to Koliyama Misha Mechitza. Or others say maybe everybody holds this Misha Mechitza, and the Machlokas is which side of the board shoots down. V'hacha, v'hacha miflagi. The Marasav Rechuda Apnimi Yorad V'sos. The Marasav Rechuda Achitza Yorad V'sos. Same. Period. Two important discussions just before we finish. And that is, first of all, the Meiri. In this diagonal, one side longer than the other one, does the Lechis work at all? Could you put a Lechi and one side? So the Miri says lechis don't work. Even if you put two lechis, one at the end of the long wall, one at the end of the short wall, still not going to work, says the Miri. Because, you know, what are the lechis going to do there? Lechis are an imaginary hecker, a machitza. The Miri says lechis don't work. The other point, interesting point to mention, Rav Kahana says, oh, you know, because there are konim here, I'm going to say something. Was Rav Kahana a Kohen? That is a major machlokas. 2 days, Tosfos in Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Ches says that Rav Kahana took Pidyon HaBen. So Tosfos says, but the other Gemaras, that sounds like he wasn't a Kohen. So Tosfos says, either there were two Rav Kahanas, one was a Kohen, one was not, or Tosfos said, Rav Kahana took it because his wife, Ishto HaYelokeach, Bishvil Ishto HaYelokeach, his wife was a Bas Kohen. So that's what he was able to take for her. Wow. Do we hold that way? No. But that is a major discussion in the Rishonim, what's Kavanah? The Rambam says Beferish. Rov Rishonim assume that a Kohen cannot, a Yisrael cannot take Pidyon HaBen for his wife. There's a Shuvah of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says maybe if a person is very old and they realize that they don't know how many more days they're going to have, they should give it al Tanai without a bracha to a Kohenes and just say that if I ever have to do it again, and I find a real Kohen, because I can't find a male Kohen. If I find a male Kohen, so then, you know, this is Bato what I'm doing. And he goes through that's a Yerah Dan, Simin Shin Aleph. But either way, that is what we assume, but it's interesting, 2 days in Tosfos. 2 days in Tosfos. And if you look in Pidyon HaBen Kel Chasi, he quotes all the Rishonim, that discuss these 2 days in Tosfos, whether he was a Kohen or not. The Mishnah Melech on the Rambam quotes this day of Tosfos, but again, so here, Rav Kahana, is it just a word game, or is it that, oh, all these Kohanim said something, so I'm going to say something? Even if the dead day of Tosfos said he wasn't a Kohen, so it's a word game. All these Kahana said something, so my name is Kahana, so I'm going to put in my 2 cents as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Hashem, we will continue.